and welcome to another episode of Authors Lab. And I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, four-time best-selling author now of over 31 books, book writing coach, and CEO and founder of AGD Publishing Company. Today, we are going to talk about part two of Pen to Paper. For those of you who were on the line last week, we talked about pen to paper and how to get started. So I also want to share with you, when we talk about setting pen to paper, one of the things you want to make sure is that you have an idea of what you want to write about and your subject matter. Let me tell you why I say that is because going back to the basics of why you wanted to write and the reason why you want to write a particular book makes a difference. Because if you're just setting pen to paper just to write because everyone's telling you, you know, I need to write, you know, you need to write a book, you have a book in you. I do believe that we all have a book in us. I do believe that we all have a story to tell. But I believe that you have to get some form of coaching or some form of direction to get you to that point so that you can put out a book that has substance, a book that has content to it, so that you're not just putting out a book because someone says, I think you should write a book. The book writing process takes time, and sometimes it can be a little tedious, but knowing what you want to write and what you want the audience to know about what's going to be in the book will make a difference. Another thing I wanted to also share with you is just making sure that as you continue to write, decide how you want your readers to interact with you. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, in a few of my books, I have where, you know, I'll ask a question, and then I'll have several lines for the reader to write their answer. You can have something like that in your book, or you can ask several questions. And then at the end of your chapter, you can have a spot where it says journal here or put your notes here. It all depends on how you want to write each chapter. Chapter writing makes a difference because it not only helps you with staying organized, but it also helps the reader to stay with what you have written. So making sure that as you get ready to put your content together, as you get ready, you know, to build your outline, like we talked about in episode number one, as you begin to put all of that together and organize your thoughts, you'll begin to see how your book should look as it unfolds from day to day, or depending on how often you write. I write every day, 30 minutes a day. So it depends on how often you write. You will be able to start setting out your chapter by chapter per day to make sure that everything kind of flows together, looks the same. And it doesn't have to say the same thing. We don't want it to say the same thing, but we want to make sure that it's all flowing together. Also, you know, there are like common, you know, mistakes or roadblocks that authors get into. And those are things that you want to be aware of when you have those roadblocks that try to stop you. And they call it roadblocks, but it's also called writer's block, where all of a sudden everything goes blank and everything that you had thought about writing just literally went out the window. And I shared that before. When things like that happen, don't get frustrated. Don't throw the papers across the room. Just step away from it for a little while and watch everything comes back to you in time. Sometimes we overwhelm ourselves because we really, really want to get a book out. We really want to tell our story. And so we're rushing through it, and all of a sudden we have jumbled up our mind. And then before you know it, you're on overload. you're frustrated, you're depressed, you don't think that you should write anymore. When you have those type of moments, just stop for a minute, settle your spirit, step away from it. Because like I said, we all have a story to tell. We all have a book inside of us. So you want to make sure that you step away from it so that you don't start writing things that, you know, are negative, that don't hold any substance to it. So step away from the book. When you get ready, when you talk about pen to paper, you want to tell your story, but you also want your story to be able to relate to people. So step away from it when you go through that roadblock or that writer's block. Thank you for staying with us, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Chalalone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hi, this is Allison G. Daniels, three-time best-selling author who has written over 31 books. I am a book writing coach and publisher. I am excited today to offer you my 30-day Write to Finish book writing program. Whether you are preparing to write a book, are in mid-process, or have completed your first draft of a full-length book, this workshop is for you. What you would get, you will learn how to draft your outline, brainstorm and organize your ideas, identify your target audience, develop your content, avoid common writing mistakes, and time management. To get started, visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. Take advantage of this opportunity before the class is full. This is Allison G. Daniels, and I look forward to working with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Author's Lab. Again, I am your host, Allison G. Daniels, best-selling author, coach, and publisher. Thank you for staying with us. What I want to begin to share with you is another point to pen to paper is that you begin, as you start putting your chapters together, begin to start organizing your thoughts. What do I mean by organizing your thoughts? What I mean by organizing your thoughts is whether you're thinking about writing a book or, you know, you started or you've never finished a book, you want to make sure that you get your thoughts in line with what you're going to write about. Because what I've been finding, you know, along the way is that people have, you know, a lot of things that they have written down, and they have a lot of books that they have written down, but nothing has an ending point to it. It's so unorganized that it doesn't have, like, you know, your chapters, it doesn't have like your outline, it doesn't have like, you know, what do you want to talk about first in a book, what do you want to talk about in the middle of the book, what do you want to talk about in the end of the book. There are several questions that, you know, a coach like me, a book writing coach like me, or other mentors will ask you as far as, why do you want to write the book? What do you want to be said in the book? How are you going to organize your book? How are you going to organize your thoughts? Who is your target audience? How do you know that that's your target audience? There are so many questions that as a book writing coach, I will ask you, and I will also guide you to that answer. Why? Because the more time you spend with me and the more time I listen to what you're saying, I'm picking out key words. I'm picking out certain things that I can help you with to move your manuscript from pen to paper to getting it published. So organizing your thoughts and making sure that everything is organized and it's ready to go, it's so simple as long as you're able to stay on point with what you're going to write about. Staying on point really makes a difference because it does not allow your readers to get lost in your writing. It does not allow your readers to say something negative about your book. I hear this a lot, you know, I don't know what the reader is saying. I mean, at first I thought she was talking about a car. Now all of a sudden she's talking about a house. Now all of a sudden she's talking about a friend. Now, so there, your writing can be all over the place because you have no order to it. It's not organized. You don't want a reader to have to say something negative about your book because it's not flowing from chapter to chapter to chapter. Why? Because you're all over the place with your story. That's why having a book writing coach, having a mentor, and someone else to look over, you know, your book and to look over your outline so that we can get a gist of what it is that you're talking about, of what it is that you want to write about. No matter if you're a beginning writer or a seasonal writer, you know, it's just going over some of the basics of writing so that we can get a gist of what you want to write about, what you want to talk about, and then knowing what to share when you get your book together. As you journey along in writing and as you continue to pull your work together, you'll see that having a book writing coach keeps you organized, keeps you accountable, and setting pen to paper is one of the things that I actually do in my writing class. It's helping you to stay organized as we begin to put pen to paper so that your book can not only just stand out, but that your book can one day become a bestseller. That is your goal. That should be your goal as you set pen to paper, as you move your manuscript from pen to paper to print, pen to paper to publishing. Your goal should be to become a best-selling author. So as you write, think about how awesome you want to make your book, how awesome you want to have your story told from your point of view. Listen, we're getting ready to take another break, and we will be right back. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for staying with The Author's Lab.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Thank you for joining another episode of The Author's Lab. If you would like to learn more about my 30-day write-to-finish book writing program, please visit my website at www.agdpublishing.com. That's www.agdpublishing.com. Also, I want to remind you that I have another podcast called Authors Chat with Allison, where I interview inspiring authors and upcoming authors about their book, their brand, and their business. So remember, there are two separate podcasts. You have a wonderful day.